I can hear my dog barking. I can hear the other people chatting away. I can hear some machinery over there.
I can hear the wind and the birds and the nature.
This is how Ken and Carol build the picture of the Peak District. In their world, sounds play a vital part because they cannot see anything. However, losing their sight won't stop them from exploring the beautiful countryside with help from Sheffield Visually Impaired Walking Group. Taking the bus from Sheffield Interchange, Carol Forrester joins it for the first time.
I was born 3 months premature and I was given too much oxygen. The only thing I'm missing apart from finding things to do is walking. So I was really glad when I found out. You know.
The walk today starts at Hacklow Edge. Kristen Hewitt is the chair.
It's been running, I heard somebody say 15 years altogether. We walk every second Wednesday of every month and every fourth Sunday. My mother was a registered blind person. I knew how to guide somebody, so I started guiding them when they came out on the walk.
But in fact, being a guide for such a walk is by no means easy.
It's quite difficult, yeah. You have to concentrate a lot because you need to be aware of what it's like not to be able to see.
Even with a guide dog, one cannot go on this trip alone.
This is the first one, Ken. Then the second one.
That's that.
Thank you.
Hang on, Ken. Whoa, wait a minute now. Step down.
Yeah.
On there, yeah. Oh, and it's a big step down. A big step down.
I got it. Thank you, David.
All right, you're welcome, Kenny.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I do go for a walk with my guide dog around Millhouses Park and things like that. Yeah. But out in the countryside, I just couldn't do it without this group.
For Gail, who gradually lost her sight, this walking meant more.
Well, it brought me back from a very deep, dark place when I was losing my sight and not being able to go out. When I joined this walking group, it just brought me out, mixing with other people and people in the same situation. So it gave me my life back, yes.
For everyone else, it is the same.
They teach me a lot because they teach me to use my other senses to listen. When we're walking through woods, there's lots of different sounds. You can hear the leaves falling and, cracks of twigs as you walk over them. It's a two-way relationship. They teach us a lot as well.
Because doing those things, being guided, takes a lot of courage and trust, doesn't it, which you can't help but admire.
You always find something people don't know how to be, or people ignore you, especially when I've joined other things. People ignore you, people don't know how to be, so they just... But no one's... No, it's been lovely.